cool silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watts. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 27th of October, 2011. For newcomers, I always tell you to help yourself to the free audios which are available for download at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And hopefully you understand the big system. And it's a system, integrated system that runs the world. Its own planners, think tanks, big money boys, big bankers, they're all in there, of course. And they plan the future, and they plan the present. And it's been going on for an awful long time, this whole system. Why give up power, the chance, if you don't make the future happen to benefit yourself? That's how they see things. And they're quite right, actually. That's the truth. That's how you do hold on to power. You simply make the future come to pass the way you want it to come to pass, with yourself still in power, or your offspring taking over in the same positions, of especially money control. Everything revolves around private creation and the management of money. And the lending to governments. So I show you the big foundations, organizations, the parallel government, the NGOs, etc., all involved in this system. And where they're taking you into austerity, depopulation is a big part of it. The United Nations is prattling on about it again. They always do this time of year. And, of course, Paul got to this leader to reduce the population, eat a lot less, even insects, in fact, even some of the big television stations are promoting chef shows on eating insects. Isn't that wonderful? That's for all you lot, mind you, not for the ones at the top. And I've no doubt they can pull it off if they make it trendy enough and sexy up. It's always sex things up, that's what they call it. And remember, too, your donors is to bring me to you so you can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and donating from the U.S. to Canada. You can use a personal check, or you can send cash, or you can use international postal money order from the post office. Same price as an ordinary postal order. And you can use PayPal. You'll find out how to do it at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And remember, straight donations are awfully welcome as we go through this virus of inflation. Across the rest of the world, you've got Western Union, you've got MoneyGram, and you've also got PayPal once again. And once again, straight donations are awfully welcome. Young people today, very few will actually donate because they think everything should be free. They really believe that's how it is. And they don't realize whatever really is truly free is there to then indoctrinate them. Particularly that's it. Simple as that. So anyway, what I try to do here is to document really the big foundations, organizations, and how structures work with other parts of the structures to keep the system in place. And to always keep the public totally distracted on trivia and irrelevancies as we go through the biggest changes. The biggest changes is this world order, the socialist-type world order run by the big bankers on top, with thousands of think tanks working for them. And they want to bring in this type of Fabian society, their utopia, where massive government and bureaucracies and governmental agencies will make sure that everyone is monitored and actually upgraded, if you like, from cradle to grave for a peaceful society. They've already got these projects running in places like Scotland and other parts of Europe. And Sarkozy was one of the guys who helped the design, I suppose, of the assembly pushed it. So we're going through it into the planned society. And I remember putting up one of the documentaries a few years ago on the Soviet story, I think was one of them. And you'll see I think it was Shaw. It was Shaw, the writer, who was one of the founders of the Fabian Society, saying that you, all you people, the ordinary people, will come to us, and you must justify why we should keep you alive in our system. I could put after this.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix. And I've gone over so many of the foundations over the years, and mentioned various books, like foundations, their power and influence, and nothing's changed really. Think tanks run the world, they advise all governments, they're all privately owned, of course. You don't vote the think tanks in, but however their policies end up being pushed on you. So it's only quite natural that a small clique of world managers run the world, along with the banking boys, who will never ever give up their hold over the cash system and the money creation business and lending to governments, because that's total control. That's more powerful than armies, because every government must pay their armies from the cash they get from you. And so that's where the guys went into money lending thousands of years ago, knew they were going to be the winners, and just that's just the way it is until people stick them out and put their own stuff in the system in. And some countries did that at one time. But they won't give up, of course, and just that's the way it is. Now, we know, too, that bread and circuses is what the public get, especially election times, and it's even more so in the U.S. because they literally have balloons and things, balloons and guys dressed like clowns and like a festival, a parade, a big circus of things. And it's kind of bizarre and surrealistic if you think you're voting someone in that you don't really know at all. He said he's smiling a lot and holding a balloon, and he's got the power to declare war or get you off fighting someone else that you've never heard of before, generally, for a reason you'll never understand. And it's all done in a festival scenario. Well, I've talked about the culture industry before and how the Pentagon works so heavily with Hollywood and the music business too, by the way, and all the arts, in fact. And here's Obama off to Hollywood. It says here, this is from the Hollywood Reporter, he's among a small group of industry insiders who were invited to attend the early morning meeting with the president, the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, where Weinstein Co., studio head Harvey Weinstein, CAA manager, partner, music head Rob Light, ICM president Chris Silberman, Modern Family creator Steve Levitin, Atlantic Records chairman Craig Kalman, interview the songwriter Bruce Roberts, talent manager, producer Jason Weinberg, UTA music agent Robert Prinz, talent manager and producer Eric Ortner, Island Def Jam senior vice president Karen Quack, Warner Brothers record president Olivia Tortella, talent manager Greg Mertz, and so on. It goes on and on. Box Bomb, Bruce Floor, Michael Green, Tom Sturges, etc. So the event was not a fundraiser, and attendees were not asked to donate to Obama through his re-election campaign, but those invited have been ardent supporters of the president and were identified as influencers. Now, this is the culture industry, the culture creation business. They only create culture, they update it and alter it and decide where it's to go. Big parts, and even to do with the promiscuous society we live in today, because we emulate what we see. Monkey see, monkey do. Very old trick, of course, but it works all the time. Anyway, it says they're the influencers with the ability to help Obama shape the national political conversation heading into a tough race in 2012. So in other words, these are the people who literally come up with the fantastic ideas for campaigns. And remember, these are guys who deal with fiction and entertainment that may run your lives, just the serious business of your lives. They give you little slogans to chant and things like that. This is an insider who attended the hour-long meeting with Obama campaign staff tells THR that the vibe was casual. The president appeared for about 25 to 30 minutes, telling the group that his campaign would be tough and he needed their help to engage the Hollywood community in particular and the general public at large. This is the meeting comes at a time when Obama seems to be grappling with how close his campaign should align itself with the entertainment industry. I mean, they're joined at the hip. How can you close it like that, you know? And they're always in and out of, so it was the same with Clinton too, they're always in and out of the White House. Someone slept there. And anyway, it's been quite a few times to drum up support and to come up with strategies. So that's not too bad. You've got the top, these the guys who can certainly do it because they've altered whole nations and the way that their culture is and behaves, etc. I've also mentioned too that part of the big objective of this world agenda is to do with depopulation. And what they always do, and what they have planned to do a long time ago, is they told the countries that were first world at the time, the producing countries, to have fewer children, which they did because people in, across Europe are pretty obedient. They followed the orders and had about one child per family, maybe two max, and the population dropped. And then Thatcher got in, and she says there was not enough people to pay off the national debt, and as folk getting older and there's no children to take up the slack. So the floodgates to immigration were opened quite a bit. They'd already been opened before she came, but they opened it even further to the most diverse nations and cultures. And then Tony Blair came in, and he literally, I think, blew away the wall of the dam altogether. And that came out in the press from the assistant prime minister who was told to do that very thing, let them all in. He says to destroy the culture and even the history of Britain forever, so it could never, ever reemerge the way it was before. That's been awfully, awfully good. So whenever you hear a story like this one, you know it's part of the agenda of this destruction. It says 4,000 foreign criminals are set free to fight deportation, including murderers, rapists, and child sex offenders. Thousands are led out of detention centers because there was no prospect of them being deported in a reasonable time. Now, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that's the reason? There's nearly 4,000 foreign criminals who should have been deported are at large on the streets of Britain, an official report revealed last night. Human rights claims and red tape are giving them their freedom while they fight deportation orders. The criminals include dozens of former prisoners convicted of offences such as murder, rape and sex crimes against children. The figure emerged in a report by John Vine, Chief Inspector of the UK Border Agency. He revealed there were 3,700 775 criminals in May this year who had been released from immigration detention centres because there was no prospect of them being deported. Of those, 3,259 had served sentences for low-level offences, another, it's like drugs and shoplifting and stuff like that, another 429 for more serious crimes, and 87 for the most serious offences, including murder, rape and paedophilia. Some are unable to be deported because it's thought unsafe to send them back to their home countries or because of difficulties in getting hold of a passport so they can be put on the plane. Last year, a total of 576 used the Human Rights Act to prevent them from being kicked out, the report found, with the vast majority citing Article 8, the controversial right to a private and family life clause, I guess. So that's really how it is. In the past, the courts allowed immigrants to stay if they had a wife and children, but recent years, judges have extended it to this reach to include a rapist with a social life and a killer who maybe only raped his neighbours, I don't know, who lived with his parents. During the inspection, immigration officials complained to Mr. Vine that British courts were interpreting Article 8 much more liberally than the European Court of Human Rights judges sitting in Strasbourg. Only the government just lost one in three human rights cases which went to appeal. And it says that between February 2010 and January this year, 425 foreign prisoners won their appeal against deportation. Another 151 were given permission to stay by home office officials. So what is to do is to put more on the streets, to create more crime. And the cops love it, the judges love it, and they always get more cops. This is a time now, too, for private cops in Britain. There's quite a few places across Britain. They've hired big teams from security companies. One of them is Force something or other. They call it Force something company, corporation. But they're now the policemen. So privatization has taken over. And, of course, they've got nothing better. They say, oh, there's so much crime out there. And they can hire more guys on and become much, much bigger. So that's what they do. And, of course, the law system needs crime and to survive. It's a very lucrative field to be in, and they need lots of crime as well. But it also makes the country seem unsafe, you see. The more crime is, the more unsafe you feel, and the more power you give personally to government to do what they want, which they actually do, of course. They use that. And in the UK is a good example, too, for a touch about Tony Blair, who's in the Quartet, they call this private little club of four. They've got some strange deal working where they get paid by the British government to be sort of envoys in a sort of official, unofficial capacity. And at the same time, Tony Blair fills his pockets by making deals for his master, J.P. Morgan, wherever he happens to go. At the same time, of course. And here's another one, too. Margaret Thatcher, who's been out of the picture for a long time, she claims £535,000 for ex-Prime Minister duties after she retired. It says the former Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, has claimed £535,000 of taxpayers' money over the last 5 years, government records have shown. She's 86, she makes a rare public appearance once in a while, and suffers poor health, was paid from the public duties cost allowance available to ex-MPs. Others to benefit have been her successor, John Major, who was paid £490,000 in the last 5 years, they're all out of office. And of course, Tony Blair. In 2008-9, Mr. Blair claimed £169,076, more than his Downing Street salary. Sorry. So that's basically like you retired from your work, but you pop in because you showed up at some little do, we had a big dinner, and you said a few words, and so you get paid for prattling, even though technically she's out, the public shouldn't be paying her anymore. But they have all these special things worked out for them. And so since leaving office, Mr. Blair, who ran the country, well, he actually ruined the country for a decade from 1997, has claimed just under £273,000. What a greedy psychopath this guy is. You see the deals he's making all over the planet for himself. It's just disgusting. And getting away with it. Getting away with it. Anyway, we're back with more after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix. And everyone's been prattling on about this bill, this Protect IP bill to do with the Internet, and this renamed E-Parasites Act, according to some here, would create the Great Firewall of America. It says, as it was unfortunately expected, the House version of Protect IP has been released, and it says, and it's ridiculously bad, despite promises from Representative Goodlatte. There's been no serious effort to fix the problems of the Senate bill, and it's clear that absolutely no attention was paid to significant concerns of the tech industry, legal professionals, investors, and entrepreneurs. There are no two ways around this simple fact. It's an attempt to build the Great Firewall of America. The bill would require service providers to block access to certain websites, very much contrary to U.S. official positions on censorship and Internet freedom, and almost certainly in violation of the First Amendment. Well, that's in the mud anyway. It's been in the mud for quite some time. It is, and because Protect IP was enough of a misleading and idiotic name, the House has upped the ante. The new bill is called the Enforcing and Protecting American Rights Against Sites Intent on Theft and Exploitation Act, is a mouthful for you, or the, they call it the E-Parasite Act, though as they also say, you can call it the Stopping Online Piracy Act. The bill is big and has a bunch of problems. First off, it massively expands the sites that will be covered by the law. The Senate version at least tried to limit the targets of the law, but the impact of the law on sites that were dedicated to infringing activities with no other significant purposes They're really kicking that off with that. I'll put that up tonight, too, and all the other articles that talk about cuttingfreemissions.com at the end of the broadcast. So that's going on there. And another one, too, to do the same one, I'll put that up, too. That's from Technology and Science and CBC News. They talk about that. Plus, there's one in Canada, actually. This other one is Privacy Watchdog Reiterates Lawful Access Concerns. This has to do with Canada, this one. And I've mentioned it already about a week or two ago. Privacy Commissioner Jennifer Stoddart expressed particular concern about a proposal to allow police to obtain subscriber data from internet service providers without a warrant, including names, unlisted phone numbers, and IP addresses. Privacy Commissioner Jennifer Stoddart expressed the concern that would go so far and bypass the courts altogether. So, an open letter to Public Safety Minister Vic Toews on Wednesday, Jennifer Stoddart reiterated her criticisms of lawful access. They want a law passed to give them the right to do what that otherwise would be illegal. So they're going to call it lawful access. That way they could break any law if they get that kind of law passed for them. And she's introduced in the last session and said she felt it was important to set them out again before the government reintroduces the provisions. And then she goes through the previous lawful access bill, C-50, C-51, C-52, would have had a significant impact on our privacy rights. These bills went far beyond simply maintaining investigative capacity or modernizing search powers. Rather, they added significant new capabilities for investigators to track and search and seize digital information about individuals. Stoddart expressed concern about a proposal in the previous legislation that required internet service providers to give subscriber data to police and national security agencies without warrant, including names and the phone numbers, etc. It amounts to circumventing the courts to obtain personal information. So only prior court authorization provides the rigorous privacy protection Canadians expect, Stoddart wrote. And it's true enough, too. And believe you me, there's a lot of police. It's happening in the States and other countries, too. There's a lot of police do a lot of moonlighting, you might say, with other private companies, etc. And there's a lot of your data being sold via the police now that a lot of them in other countries have access to your data. An awful lot of that's going on. Big business, actually. So anyway, they're pushing ahead for it. And eventually every police station will be sitting listening to everybody if they're bored stiff. All your phone calls, of course, it gives them more police establishments dedicated to that task. So, as you understand, every government agency that's hired on, it doesn't matter how it starts and what it starts for, it wants to expand. They all expand, and they get different departments, which makes them feel more secure in what they do. In other words, they can't be just all fired or laid off. They're too important now just to let go. So they'll have to keep building new departments. And there are countries now where police departments are listening to everybody. They're watching what you watch on the internet in real time. And this is, of course, what the whole darn system was designed eventually to do anyway, I'm pretty sure. So that's Canada. Now this article here is from Sovereign Independent. Culling the herd. This is a big topics right now with the United Nations that come out, for instance, and the United Nations, I think they said a few years ago when their world meetings, that they could rather keep 2 billion people alive in a kind of first world country luxury, they called it, of that time, 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, and the rest of them on subsistence, food and standard of living, which is just all we can basically bring down the population to keep that higher standard of living. Anyways, it's telling the herd how women are being targeted in eugenics and abortion fraud. It says, how absurd does it have to get before women realize the nice chap or lady in the white coat is not their best friend? It's true enough, there's so many ads apparently on television with doctors with their white coats and always hanging their stethoscopes around their neck, which is a dumb place to have it because it'll always fall off, especially if they're running to deal with a cardiac arrest, you know. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
producing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix. We're reading an article about how depopulation really, and how they use, when you get a governmental system of healthcare, politics are now involved in it. And everything that comes from a political agenda from the top down to what is supposed to be a service, which is really authority, becomes an authority as well. And they go into the political realm, obviously. The doctors become really like civil servants, all working for the state. And they go along with all the orders that come down from the top, from the big marketing companies that the government employs to change the minds and the ways and habits of people. And so apparently the Telegraph had published this article, abortion is safer than having a baby. That's the new normal, you see. That's the new normal they're pushing and propaganda to make people believe it. So it says the Hippocratic Oath basically states that doctors should do no harm to their patients. That's true. This must surely include a healthy unborn child. But apparently not. Now it seems that doctors will be telling women as part of their public health policy that abortion is now safer than childbirth. In an age when technology can split the atom, it seems a bit far-fetched to consider childbirth a life or death risk for women and abortion a suitable alternative for whatever spurious reasons such doctors deem plausible. What kind of doctor can seriously consider telling women this ludicrous lie? If abortion was indeed safer than childbirth, then the female body would adapt to facilitate this naturally as a survival mechanism for the mother, as it indeed does in many cases of miscarriage. That is the very nature of nature. To plan the idea, or to plant the idea in a woman's mind when she could well be in a vulnerable and suggestible state of mind for many reasons, that could be foisted on the public to make it impossible to have a child who couldn't afford it. In fact, there's an article recently I read on the air about that very thing. It says, when the United Nations openly endorses China as a model state for the world, with its horrendous record on human rights, including their one-child policy and forced sterilization and abortion programs, do you really think this is all a coincidence? Do you really? And of course, it's no coincidence at all. And there are articles up there. There's even documentaries they put out themselves in the United Nations where they praise China as the model state for the world to follow. Mind you, it's the same eugenics program all over the world, because in China, if you're from the upper middle classes, you can pay a little fine if you want a second child, because, you see, they want to breed the more intelligent, the more go-getter type, the up-and-coming type. When you breed them, they can breed, but the rest of you, all the ones down the bottom, the majority can't, you see, it's only for you. And that's just the way it is, folks. That's Fabian socialism. And there's a caller on the line, I think, hanging on here, and I think it's coming up now, in fact. Justin from Florida. Are you there, Justin? Hello,
Justin. Are you around?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, I had an observation that I just wanted your opinion on. I was doing some thinking a little while back, and I was thinking about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, I mean, it's the words of Jesus in his parable. He's talking about the trees and how, you know, I mean, a good tree can only bring forth good fruit, and a bad tree can only bring forth, you know, like the bad fruit. So what is the, you know, I mean, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you know, I mean, you know, like, you know, because according to Jesus, that shouldn't exist. You know, it's a tree with both good and bad fruit.
Yeah, it's an allegory or analogy, really, to do with prior. What they mean by that is prior to this happening. Adam and Eve, as I say, were in a pretty incredibly naive state. In other words, that they were. They were innocent, completely innocent. So they lived in a state of blissful ignorance, you know. And the whole thing, there's even jokes about it to do with Adam. You know, I mean, he's going around there with nothing or wearing nothing at all. And, you know, she's fluffing her hair and, you know, they flick it and stuff like that. And he's too busy planting his cabbages and lettuces and things to take much notice. So she gets bored and goes off. And then she sees that she's bored stiff, you know. And she can't go shopping. There's no shops anywhere. So she sees this tree, and she knows she's not supposed to go there, of course, but she's never had that fruit before, so she had to grab it. That's a little joke about it. But what it really means is that we lived in a state of absolute innocence. Nothing had happened. They were not devious people. They didn't play games with each other. They didn't know. There was no such thing as there's nothing immoral with how they lived whatsoever. Bliss, in a sense. They know how the saying is, ignorance is bliss.
Right.
So they were literally ignorant. They were ignorant of knowledge of all kinds. And therefore, they lived in blissful ignorance. But what they're trying to say is that by breaking a rule, they lost the innocence, because they gained, an insight into what was right to do and what was wrong to do. And that was what they say in some religions, that was part of the fall. And then they immediately, once they understood right, wrong, good and evil, they realized they were naked. In other words, it was the first thing that hit them was they were naked. Before that, it didn't matter. And there was no guilt whatsoever. So it's a little story to tell you about that you need a higher understanding to even understand what good and evil is. Otherwise, you are in a blissful ignorance. But knowledge brings consequences. Everything brings consequences. And I've said for many, many years, for every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. So even for gaining knowledge, there's a price to be paid for it. And with intellect and knowledge, there's definitely a high price we paid for it, because with intellect comes cunning, and we have all the problems of today. That's how they would probably put it across in a theological answer. You know?
Right. Well, that kind of begs the question, you know, I mean, was that tree created, you know, to be eaten? Because obviously, you know, I mean, the fruit, if it was good for food, it was there to be eaten.
Well, personally, I think Monsanto had something to do with that. Maybe it was GM. You never know.
Genetically modified tree for given knowledge.
The whole idea was now that they had knowledge. Knowledge. When you take knowledge and intellect, and the gaining and accumulation of knowledge, then you go for the one thing that definitely Eve wanted. This is, again, discussed in some theological circles, and it was thousands of years ago. Eve represented women, basically, and she was the mother of all, in other words, too. But it also showed her failings, and one was incredible vanity, and with vanity and beauty, the need to always be beautiful and live forever, and of course that was the key for it. That's the temptation that she had right off the bat when she would understand things, and she was lied to. You can become as God, you can become immortal, and in other words, she'd never age and she'd be beautiful, etc., etc. So it's showing you that with awareness of anything, and once you lose that innocence, and you have intellect, and you have that ability to think through things, you become rather cunning, and you can be a destroyer as well as someone who could be a good mother, a good role model. And that's even said in the version in India, where you have the mother goddess, basically, who's both the giver of life and the destroyer. It's very similar.
Yeah. And we also, I was thinking, because we have this knowledge of good and evil, like you said, if you don't know evil, then all you know is good. It's just ignorance.
Yeah.
So in order to know that you're in heaven, you have to know the evil, so evil will never be destroyed. It will always be there.
Yes.
It can never go away. It's impossible. Because
there's actually schools of thought within that religion, that old religion, that discussed all of these things to do with the balance. And this is where all the occultic stuff, they fall into that too. They get off on what they think are secrets, but they're not secrets at all. But the balance of everything, where if everything was good, how would life be? If all was good, how would life be? Or if all was bad, how would life be? So they talk about the balance of the two. And for the complete person, must be aware of both, and maybe even experience a bit of both, to come to the proper balance themselves. I think we all do to an extent going through life. We can touch or skirt around certain areas, and before we learn, get enough wisdom, to know we must keep ourselves in balance as well.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it really is a balance.
Oh, yeah.
It is. That's what it is. That's the secret.
But the problem in a materialistic world, and that's the problem with it too, money is it's not just the love of money, and money is the root of all evil in a sense.
Oh, it is, yes.
Yeah, so it's all to do with the world of materialism. The whole idea of the balance to good and evil was also to do with the world of matter and the world of spirit. And at one time you used to talk about soul and spirit. Soul was the activating force that led you to spirit. And of course, even that was kind of copied to an extent from Egyptians. But they believed that if you died without getting spirit entering into you, then you that was the end of everything. You went into the big pea soup and was lost forever. Whereas if you got spirit in your lifetime, then you were truly alive. And that's why in the New Testament, Jesus says, I come to give you life and more abundantly. It's a spiritual thing he was talking about. So an activating principle.
And the activating principle is what makes you the individual.
Yeah. And that's why he also said...
Spirit.
were dead, which confused a lot of people. What he's talking about was they might be animated, they might be walking around, but technically they're dead without spirit.
Because they don't have any individuality. They're just swept along with the stream.
They were creatures of instinct, they're also called. In other words, they'll do all the things of the world, and they'll chase after things of the world, but they don't seek after the higher things that are around the world, but above the world as well, or wherever. But the spiritual side of things, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what the allegory of all these of the zombie movies and the zombie entertainment that comes out, because you always have, you know, the group of the enlightened people who haven't been affected by the plague and are surrounded by the dead who just want to eat them, you know, and just move on.
Yes, and even the top of this materialistic system, you also have people who are kind of like eating zombies. They eat everything. They eat countries now through war and grab everything. They're just like gluttons for power, owning more and more of the material. And so you're living in a state, really, where there's no balance at all. Yeah.
Right. That's why it's spiraling out of control.
It is. But it's a planned control, as we all know. They do publish well in advance what they want to take over and what they want to accomplish. And it's our disbelief. We don't want to believe they really mean it, that the CHOPS folks, when they actually do it. But they do tell us where they're taking us all, and it's not pleasant at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the world of matter, I have no problem using the word evil. They are evil. And I don't even, psychopathic, to get a scientific term for which is, you know, it's the scientific thing of describing the same thing. Psychopaths are technically the ones who are at the top of the tree. They're vicious. They're cruel. They are definitely evil. People who sit and plan to take countries over and slaughter whole bunches of people, lie to their own populations as to why they're doing it. They're definitely evil people running the world.
Yeah, because they have no remorse, and all they care about is themselves. They don't have the ability to look, you know, into the other person's eyes and see the other person's pain and go, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. This is going to hurt them. All they care about
is themselves. They have no compassion whatsoever with someone outside their own club, basically.
Right.
And none at all. They feel nothing for people.
That is evil.
It is evil, absolutely. And that's what runs the world. That's what runs the world today. It has run off a long time, though.
Right. Well, thank you very much for taking my call, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
You do a lot of good. Thank you.
Thanks. And we'll go to Stephen from Oregon. If Steve's there.
Hello, Alan. You there?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, just a quick thing. Let's talk about naked girls in sports.
Girls in sports.
I'm kidding. Hello, my friend. I appreciate you a lot. I'm the other caller that just thought, and I know mine is only an opinion, and that's all it is, because we all got opinions. But I think Eve had physical relations with something, and it brought a two blood blind seed, and so we got good and evil. I know it gets bigger than that. It's kind of equal to something that we can understand. But that's my point. And so now we're fighting evil. And I guess probably someday, this is just something to look at. And like I said, I don't know anything. I'm just Steven. But at the same time, that's something to look at. And so basically, probably evil and good will collide someday. Maybe. I don't know. But that's what I look at. But it was not a tree. It was not an apple. It was, I think she had sex with another entity. And I know that sounds weird, but that's what I believe.
Well, that is discussed, as I say, in some of the old theological schools, that they discuss that openly, but they're allowed to question everything. And that is one, of course, that she had relations that way with a being that pre-existed the garden. You know? In other words, from a previous age, something with intellect and something... they could seduce, had the ability of already had the knowledge of seduction and how to do it, etc., etc. And then, of course, they go into Cain and Abel. All through the Bible, there's always two lines of everything running off, you'll notice. There's many instances of two. two different lines. One, you know, one goes off to create this tribe, one goes off to create that tribe, etc. And so you get so many of these instances. But you find with Cain, of course, Cain kills his brother, and he's the offspring, supposedly, of this other being. Yeah.
Can I hold or start this thing up?
Yeah, I can hold on, sure. Back after this.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi folks, we're back and we're playing through the Matrix, talking to Stephen from Oregon about all the different theories that have come off from the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. And what's interesting too, of course, is they're all theories and they're all they're fun to debate and to think through all the different things. But he was touching on the fact that there's another lineage came out of Eve, and of course that was the Cain. And of course that's part of the whole theory of the Canaanites eventually came from that too. But the offspring were brighter than the other ones that she had eventually with Adam. And the offspring, Cain himself, went down through time basically. Always hated, always marked, but no one was allowed to kill him. Interesting story. And he was an artificer. He was a weapon maker, by the way. I guess he was an arms dealer. And also he helped to build cities, so he's also thought to be Nimrod, and of course he ended up with the Tower of Babel and all the rest of it, and wanted to be God. But it's an interesting story for sure, and people will debate that forever, I suppose. Are you still there, Steve? Are you?
Yeah, I'm here. That was amazing. So basically,
honestly, I cannot add to anything you say. It's so amazing how you talk. So I'm going to change the subject real quick, and I'll get off right away. And I saw you with a guitar. I'm sorry to change the subject, but you were so great. I'm sorry. I know you don't like to hear that. This could change the subject. I saw you with a guitar. Are you a musician?
Yeah.
And do you have songs or something?
Yeah, I've got songs out there. Yeah.
And if I go on your internet, I can maybe find some or something?
Different names.
Oh, yeah. Well, I really like to hear your music. I'm a musician, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Man, you cover the news so well. I just want to change the subject or something. You cover everything so well, Alan. And one last thing is, I was looking at some, and I'll leave with this, is I was just going back through some old rock and roll in the 70s. I was listening to Black Sabbath, as somebody sent me, you know, and he goes, kings and queens, and they'll steal your life and steal your dreams.
Yeah.
Supertramp. Oh, man, there's such great bands back in there that really somewhat tell the truth, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, in those days, too, you could sing about so many other things. It's so based today, everything's been brought down to as far as it can go. Once we hit rap, we hit the bottom.
Yeah.
And the popular rap.
Agree.
And, of course, that was the intention of it. Because I knew guys in the industry who knew this was the way it was supposed to plummet, to bring down society towards the end. I met some of these guys years before it all came out. And because that's part of the culture industry, and they wanted to destroy all culture and remake it anew. Of course, you must destroy it. But then old bands, you could sing songs that you'd whistle, you could sing along to. It would have meaning personally, a lot of the things, because a lot of the bands wrote about things which actually happened in their lives, and personal things. And so you could relate to them if you were a young person going through the same things. And unfortunately, the whole system was directed from the top.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just make yourself a star; you're made to be a star. And there's a big industry behind that, and they do have a political agenda, unfortunately, a social political agenda to work on. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alan. You're so great. You're so. I mean, I talk to you, and it's almost like I'm talking to my best friend. And I really enjoyed, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling. And from Hamish Marcel from Ontario, Canada, remember, donate, buy the books, etc., because I don't ask for sponsors, I don't bring on advertisers as guests. And from Hamish Marcel from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's goal with you.